This is Sabbath Day, Sabbath family. We praise in God for all the miracles that He has been brought in our life and has brought her today to be able to worship Him. So now that we will begin the children's story, we would like to welcome all the new ones that have came in and all the family that has just came in as well. Welcome and blessed Sabbath. We're going to begin the children's Sabbath lesson, and this is lesson 13. We're doing the second part of confession. Now, before we begin the Sabbath lesson, we will request any of the mommies or the daddies or the little ones that would like to come up and open prayers. Please feel free to come up to the bubble.
Papa, thank you for being able to have this blessed day and bless you to be merciful to all the world and be able to be showing kindness to them in order to make them be able to be safe before the last day is coming. Don't let us be able to be discouraged. Let us be able to have determination that we can be able to get at something right. And don't let us be able to be disrespectful to all others. Let us be able to show respect and to obey even. And give me my sins, my misery, and my incarcerated spirit, and let everyone else be able to. Everyone else be able to obtain a faith on something wrong. This is my friend, who is special home. Amen.
Amen. Now, as we continue the Sabbath lesson, the next verse is Romans chapter 14:11. For it is written, "As I live, say the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." I have a question, boys and girls. What is confession? As we learned from last week, if anyone knows that answer, please feel free to come up to the bubble.
The answer is, we admit we have committed a sin. Once again, remember, true confession is always of a specific character and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be ones that should be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them.
Praise the Lord. This week, boys and girls, we continue to learn about confession. If any one of the parents and the children that have tested the mic, feel free to be able to share the verses and come up to the bubble.
Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
1 Timothy 6:11-13. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give them charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
Psalm 130:1-4. A song of degrees. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark my iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared.
1 Kings 8:33-34 says, when thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, Then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people of Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, dear one, for participating. And if anybody would like to continue in the next paragraph, we will continue in God, in Steps of Christ, chapter 4. Today the pages are 39 to 49 for today's lesson. If anyone would like to share the paragraph, please come up to the bubble.
Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed. Walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Ezekiel 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. Yea, what fear. Yea, what vehement desire. Yea, what zeal. Yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourself to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. I guess that steps in Christ, 39:1.
When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, a wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed. And unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and earnest. To every acknowledgement of his guilt, he adds an apology and excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved.
Praise the Lord. Now we have another question, boys and girls. When we confess our sins, we can truly say we are what then? The next song will be able to give us a beautiful depiction.
I am a CH. I am a C. I am a CH.
I am a CH. I am a CH.
Yes, sir.
And I have CHRISTMIHEARC and I have LIVEETEALLY.
I am a CH.
I am a CH. I am a CHRISTIN.
Amen.
And I have CHRISTMIHEART and I have LIVEETEALLY.
I am a CH. I am a CH.
I am a CHRISTIN.
Amen.
And I have CHRISTMIHEART and I will LIVEETEALLY.
I am a CH.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now continuing on the reading. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion. The woman who thou givest to be with me, she gave of the fruit, and I did eat. The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Genesis 3:12-13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come into Eden? These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the fathers of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confession of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt himself and acknowledge it without deception or hypocrisy. Like the poor republican, not lifted up so much as his eyes unto heaven, he will cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And those who do acknowledge their guilt will be justified, for Jesus will plead his blood in behalf of the repentant soul.
The examples of God's word of genuine repentance and humiliation reveal a spirit of confession in which there is no excuse for sin or attempt at self-justification. Paul did not seek to shield himself. He paints his sin in its darkest hue, not attempting to lessen his guilt. He says, many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Acts 26:10-11. He does not hesitate to declare that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15.
The humble and broken heart subdued by genuine repentance will appreciate something of the love of God and the cost of Calvary. And as a son confessed to a loving father, so will the truly penitent bring all his sins before God. And it is written, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Praise the Lord. Now that we have come to the last question on our lesson, boys and girls, God gave us an example of how to pray when we confess our sins. Do you remember it? The next song will give you a beautiful capture of what we must do.
Thank you.
Lord. Now that we have came to the end of our study, next Sabbath we'll start a new chapter on consecration, part one. We would like to thank all the sisters that collaborated on this children's study, and we have also prepared activities for the dear children. And we hope and pray that they will be blessed. A special thanks to Sister Lee, Sister Lynn, and Sister Grandma Jane for all the hard work that has been done to prepare to glorify God. And we pray for you, dear Sister Jean, that you'll be able to come to full recovery. And we miss you also, Sister Leah. God bless everyone. And little children, may the Lord bless you. And remember that confession brings you closer to the Lord. Amen.